This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. After elections in Japan, the government of Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will now control both houses of parliament. What does this mean for the radical experiment that's been breathing life into decades of economic stagnation in Japan? The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes joins us from Tokyo. Morning, Rupert.
Good morning.
Japan's prime minister and his political party have just accrued an enormous amount of political power. When it comes to the Japanese economy, Rupert, what are they going to do with this power?
Well, Mr. Abe, the prime minister, has again restated today after his victory that he is committed to deep and serious structural reform of the Japanese economy. He has essentially concluded that Japan has to reform, otherwise it will never get out of its 20-year-long economic stagnation. What does that mean? Well, it means that as soon as tomorrow, Japan will enter into trade negotiations for the Trans-Pacific Partnership with the United States and other Pacific Rim countries. And that is a big step for Japan. It means that Japan will be forced to open up its markets to greater competition.
Now, Prime Minister Abe also wants to sweep away some post-World War II limits on Japan's military?
That's right. Mr. Abe is, by his nature, a right-wing nationalist, and he believes that the peace imposed on Japan by the United States after World War II was unjust, and he wants to make Japan into what he calls a normal country with a normal military and a normal ability to defend itself. Many people here, including people in the American government, are not really opposed to that. What they're worried about is the fact that Mr. Abe and many of his supporters have very revisionist views about history, and they basically don't believe that Japan really was the aggressor in World War II.
The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes in Tokyo, thank you.